Here with us in the studio is another Michigan parent who has struggled and struggled for years to find help for her child. Cindy Sibley, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much.
So your daughter, Jackie, is 19. Can you describe for us her mental health and particularly the type of treatment and assistance that's required to care for her?
She's severely autistic. We always have had challenging behaviors, but when she reached adolescence, a lot of self-injurious behaviors, and she started getting pretty aggressive towards anybody that intervened, property destruction. I have, since she's been two, been out there getting any kind of, we put her on diets. We did ABA therapy at a young age through the Hope Center at Beaumont.
And what's ABA?
ABA is Applied Behavioral Analysis. And it's the one therapy that they found has made a difference in helping these kids. We started it when she was like four. It seemed to somewhat help. We faded out. It was very expensive. Then we were having people come to the home, and I think probably about 12 years ago, it was $75 an hour, which now it's higher. Therapy through school and music therapy, we did, we had her on medication, Risperdal, I think it's pronounced. And the problem with that is she was way over 200 pounds, and she started to lactating is some of the side effects with females or boys as well have. And the doctor was fearful. We took her off. This is probably when she was 15. Behaviors just, it kind of held the behaviors down, but it just went skyrocketing.
And it seems the older she's gotten, the more challenging.
Right.
And so she is now out of state, right? She is in Maryland being treated at a world-class facility called Kennedy Krieger. Why did you go out of state to get the care she needs?
Well, for years we were unable to, we have a Medicaid waiver through the state at the time. And she received that when she was about four. The county is supposed to supply help in the home. However, it's very challenging to find any staff, especially when there's challenging behaviors involved. Most of the people that we had helping us would quit.
So you're supposed to get this.
Right.
That's the law. But practically speaking, people wouldn't stay.
Well, and two, the pay rate is like $11 maybe now, which you can go work at a grocery store with less stress. It's very tough.
Work.
Right.
It's tough work.
But Kennedy Krieger, I started researching on my own. I was able to get no help in our home. I was doing it solo. My husband travels. So 24/7, I was dealing with these behaviors, and it was pretty significant as far as cuts and bruises to herself. I researched online Kennedy Krieger, and it was a facility where they would interview you through paperwork, and if you were accepted, you went on a waiting list. So we went on a waiting list for 1 year, and she was admitted last March, March 9th, and they've been phenomenal. They do intense ABA. Medication trials were involved as well.
And who's paying for it?
Well, that was the challenging part. So after we waited on a waiting list for over a year, and they basically call you and say, we need you here in a day, because it's like when
slot
a
is opened up.
Right. Mm. And the insurance, private insurance, was challenging them at the time, and they said, we don't know if we can approve this. So they called me back, and they said, now we don't know if you can get in because we're having a problem with your insurance. So it was a 24-hour period. Kennedy Krieger worked with our insurance. They accepted the case, and she was admitted. So we got right in the car and drove straight through.
So state Medicaid, how does that fit?
Well,
what's your experience been like with the state's Medicaid system?
Frustrating, to say the least. The problem was she left out of state to go to Maryland because there's really no place in Michigan for severe adults. And a lot of them are group homes, but higher functioning. Jackie requires 3-to-1 staffing when she has a burst. One of the suggestions was a psychiatric ward. They don't have locks on their doors, and there is no one-on-one as far as watching Jackie because elopement is a problem. They're not familiar with autism. And putting her in a psychiatric ward, autism is something different of itself. And, I mean, you really need to be experienced because a lot of their behaviors, there may be precursors involved, and you just can't drug them up and put them in a corner.
So you didn't see any options in Michigan?
There was none. Zero.
I can tell from the litany of things you have tried and the avenues you've gone, it wasn't for lack of trying.
Absolutely not. I was at my wit's end, and she was attending therapies, and they were like, you can't continue doing this. We even had an incident where the police were called, and they're like, we can send her to the nearest emergency room. However, they're going to send her home. And I'm like, what do I do? Kennedy Krieger admitted her, was able to get her help, and that's when we started pursuing. It was my intention to bring her home with us, but they were like, based on your record of not getting any help in the home, you can't do this. So
she's been there nearly a year.
Yes, and their program is usually 3 to 6 months. So that goes to show you the significance on Jackie's behaviors and the safety that's involved in getting a proper place upon discharge.
So now you're in this situation where Jackie needs to be moved to a supervised facility to come out of Kennedy Krieger, but the state won't accommodate her. Explain that and tell us what options you have.
Well, unfortunately, they canceled my Medicaid waiver when she was placed into Kennedy Krieger out of state because they said she was now a resident of Maryland, which she is not a resident. She is at an institution. And our caseworker at the time, back in April, gave me a list of 62 providers in the state of Michigan to call, and not one of them, and I did the legwork, would accept our daughter with the behaviors that she had. So I started seeking out of state. And the thing is, I have seen the progress she has made with intense ABA. She needs the backup staff. When she has a meltdown, she goes into full body equipment. When she was admitted into Kennedy Krieger, she had a helmet that was placed on her, two arm splints, which a lot of the medical restraint equipment is not allowed in Michigan, knee pads, foot pads, arm mints to prevent because of the amount of injury she does. No place here in Michigan would take her with that. One, they don't know if they can use that equipment, and they don't have the backup of staffing. So when I searched out of town, out east and out west really has facilities that have the ABA. It's just funny because in between there really isn't a lot.
She has to leave Kennedy Krieger. I mean, this was 3 to 6 months.
Well, what happened was our insurance stopped paying in August. It's $127,000 a month to have her at Kennedy Krieger, and nobody's been paying the bill since August. And they're ready to discharge her. They've been extremely wonderful, but they're worried about, they put all this hard work into it. They see the progress she's making, and they can't send her home.
And they've really become an advocate for Jackie.
Oh, phenomenal.
What does this team at Kennedy Krieger in Maryland make of the obstruction that you're facing here in Michigan at this state
level? They're lost for words because they have other states that deal with this. And it's simply a switch that Medicaid's not canceled. And if there is some kind of a mistake, it goes back into effect. This, they have never seen it. And they're a witness to what we're experiencing. I mean, they've been getting the letters that I've been receiving through the state and county. And the county, everybody is saying that Jackie needs to come home first before they will reinstate her Medicaid. And she's not coming home is the problem. And one, we're not going to transition her from Kennedy Krieger into our home. I finally made this turn in my life because I never planned on putting her in residential, but it's gotten to the point where I can't do it anymore. I've made this turn and I have like no support. So we have hired an attorney. Our family is just, we're doing everything we can. And
your back's against the wall.
Exactly.
And you've become an advocate involved in the autism community. And as you do this work, are there states, are there regions that are doing well by children who have mental health issues in your view? You look around and
it seems as though a lot of states are that I've dealt, you know, I've met people at Kennedy Krieger. There is still there's a lack of services, I think, but there is other states that are doing more than what we are receiving here in Michigan. I just think that it's not just Jackie. So many families that I've came in contact with, these parents are left with their children. And if they're 16 years old or even boys that are big, having these aggressive behaviors, it is horrible. It's just a horrible, people can't do it. And I don't know what they're going to do when, if they don't start doing any kind of therapy or help, they cannot all be institutional. I mean, it's just not fair because I think these kids really have something in them that they can improve. They might not ever be well enough to go out into the world, but they don't deserve to be locked up and medicated.
you are your daughter's legal guardian,
yes.
Your parent, certainly. But and we've seen across the country where families wind up forced to make a very difficult and a very anguished decision, and that is to give up custody in order to help a child get mental health services. So basically legally abandon a child to force child welfare, the system, to take over. Have you considered that?
You know what? It's terrifying to me because I have a son. They're 18 months apart. And Jackie, I did everything for her, and I feel like I'm the best person for the job. And you look around sometimes and you feel as though it's giving up. I want her to improve. I want her to be probably safety is number one. And giving up that is just, it's going to be hard enough to put her in residential, which, especially out of state, it wouldn't be my choice to have her out of state, believe me. I would have her in Michigan, but there is no place. And I'm not bringing her back here and having it go. They can't handle her, and she's put back to square one.
Have you considered moving out of Michigan?
Yes. Unfortunately, it's really sad that with the lack of services that we have to actually consider upping our family and moving somewhere where we can get services, and it would be for our daughter. So it's just, I have my family here, and my husband and I both have talked about it. It's just, it's really sad, and it's just not my daughter. It's the whole autism community.
Cindy, what would you say if you were sitting here in a room with the decision makers in Michigan's mental health system? I mean, really actually at the state, at the county, and at the local levels, because you've had years of dealing with them at every level.
Well, places that I've looked into, like the May Center, which May Institute is in outside of Boston, and Bancroft is in New Jersey, these are centers that their specialty is ABA therapy. Their specialty is autism. Michigan needs to look at having some kind of a facility, I think every state does, so that they can house these children that are not just on the spectrum, but severe cases.
Cindy, thank you for sharing your story and Jackie's story.
Thank you.
We wish you a lot of luck as you figure out what you're going to do next.
Thank you so much.